This is the Coordinator's Corner as we visit with Longhorns defensive coordinator Todd Orlando. First of all, your thoughts on how your guys really dialed up, ratcheted up what you needed from them in the second half last Saturday in Morgantown. What the things that you saw from them where they really stepped up and made a difference?
Yeah, well, it was good. I think the one thing that really helped us was the third down stops. 4-14, which is right around what we want it to be, 28-29%. And then we got into a little bit of a turnover deal, which was, I think really helped. So that stretch where, Sam threw the interception, then we came back and we went three and out, and then it held them to a field goal, which made the game 21-17, and then came back and had multiple turnovers. At the end of the day, 21 points off of their turnovers, and we gave up here. We only gave up three of them, so that was kind of the tail of the tape. We still got to get better. I think the thing that is frustrating right now is just finishing up ball games. I think if we get out of that ball game and it's, 17, maybe 20 points or 24 points, I think we're all feeling pretty good about ourselves, but we didn't finish the way we went. So we've been working on that and, making sure that we continue to finish things off.
You brought up getting turnovers. How much does getting a couple of interceptions boost a guy like Deshaun Jameson when he can come up with a couple, and one of them spectacular?
Yeah,
obviously.
It's huge. And like you just said, they weren't like tips or overthrows or a bad read. I mean, they were legit interceptions. And I think all it does is sometimes when you're not making plays, there's always some hesitation and, you're trying to figure out. But when somebody gets rewarded from, good work ethic and good coaching and all those things, when you go into that room and you say, hey, listen, you did it exactly the way we asked you to do, and look what happened. You end up with two interceptions. And so it really, makes everybody look at it. And I think it becomes a standard where it's like, this guy had two interceptions, I can do it. So we're hoping that it rolls over into that room. They're going to have to play extremely well this game. They're going against some big-time guys, but it was great to see that.
With regard to Oklahoma, there's kind of a devil you know mentality, obviously, with what you see and a lot of the same familiar faces. But there's some different ones, obviously, most notably at quarterback as well. What's your impressions when you look at them and if there is that much difference with what you saw, not only at quarterback, but in other spots?
Well, I think on the outside with CD and Rambo, I don't think they lose a lot. I mean, you look at Hollywood last year. I mean, these guys can absolutely run. So, and then, we've gone against Trey and the Stevenson kid's a really, really tough runner too. So he's a moose. And, to me, it's amazing that they're able to get in those spots, some of the talent they have. And then Jalen is, he's coming over from a great program. He's in a program right now. He has a whole bunch of weapons with him. He's being coached up. He's starting to really, really understand the system, and he plays with unbelievable confidence and no fear. So when you have a talent, when you can make all the throws, and obviously he can extend plays with his feet, but being fearless and going on the field, and even if something bad happens to you, and be able to just let it go and to go out there and compete again. I think that's when you get people and, these older guys that transfer over, that's what makes them so dangerous.
When Oklahoma has had a lot of penalty yardage this season, as they had, they've been able to overcome a lot of it by hitting big plays on third down, third and 20s, third and 27s, things of that nature. We always talk about getting off the field on third down. If it's rolling that way, I mean, does it really spike up the importance of being able to make the play there, especially if they're in third and very long?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, to me, there's some holding calls that push them back and you have to. This game is going to be about really at the end of the day who the explosive plays. I mean, they live and die off of explosive plays, and they can put you in a death roll with three or four of them. But when you have an opportunity on third down, especially third and long, now there's a real cool part about it. They don't have a lot of third downs, so you're talking about like eight a game, which is just absolutely incredible. So if you can get them into the 12 to 14 range and you can win at a 35% clip, which is like realistic, I think you have a great chance of at least setting up field position and getting your offense the football.